Well, but I've been trying for a month or so, trying to figure out some way that we could shift our undersecretary over there, and we could take all your talents and move them into the undersecretary's job, and then replace you with another man just like you, as competent as you are, give you the deserved recognition, start up the ladder, and give somebody else a place. I've talked to a good many people about it, just feeling them out. Mm-hmm. And practically everybody I talked to feels about you like I do, that you've been superior in your work, and that you ought to be the first and recognized by the Johnson administration because of what you've done last year and what you've done this year, and so on and so forth, without any hope of reward or advancement or anything. I talked to the secretary last night, and he said he would just absolutely be delighted that you were just the most competent and faithful and able, loyal man that he knew. I talked to Morris this morning. I haven't talked to him mailed, but I think I will, but I don't want to do it until we, I don't want to get out and not do it and mm-hmm. cause a lot of trouble and so forth. But that's the way I'm feeling and thinking. I didn't want to go any further unless I'm sure that you'd be agreeable to it. And then second, I want you to give a little thought as to what we can get this other fellow and move him out in 60 days or 90 days. And then to try to figure out to me, from a geographical standpoint, and from a ability standpoint, who we can move in there that can really shore up that department.
We need a lot of help in that department, Mr.
Well, we just got to get at top. We got the your assistant secretary. You made undersecretary. We want to see who'd be assistant. Then we ought to have somebody sit down and really do some tough planning on how to pick the brains of the country to come in on health and education and get some top jobs and get some class around them and get some incentives for them and glorify them a little bit, because it can be the greatest department in the government, and it's got to be. And I think that you and Celebrezzi just carried an unbelievable load, and you've just done it so wonderfully, and now's the time to cash in on it. There's no use in getting score 4-4, have three men on base, no outs, and not score all the runs.
That's right. And the thing I'd like to say is all these programs that you're getting, and they've got to be administered well, and we have no real internal leadership in the department right now. And,
well, now, who's the greatest guy we could get for assistant secretary if we moved you along?
Well, I haven't
give some thought to it. But where are you from, New York?
No, sir. I'm from, my state is Michigan.
All right, now, you're Celebrezzi from Ohio. Whoever got, can we find somebody in California? They're entitled to some things. Don't they have some exceptional people out there?
Yes, they do.
Well, get me three or four good 40-year-old California.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do, Mr. President, but I do want to say all those programs that you're going to get, they do need somebody in that department. It's very weak at the top, very weak, as you know. And to make those programs really effective, we need some a number of additional people.
What are we going to do to Loomis now? They brought him over there without telling a damn human, and he denounced me when he went from one place to take an appointment from me at another.
Yeah. Well, he's Frank Keppel's deputy on education. I haven't met the fellow yet myself, so...
Is he equipped for that?
Well, Frank thinks he's the best man he's been able to find. He's very happy with him.
All right. Have you talked to Frank about what he cut us up over here doing?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. And Frank was very, very distressed about it, I'll say. So was the secretary. And I think that was very unfortunate.
You just tell them on those top jobs they ought to clear over here.
Yes.
And let's don't say a word about this to a human until we get ready. Now, number one, figure out, you have any idea what this guy is equipped to do that's undersecretary now?
Well, You know, he was mayor of Madison, and I've said to John Macy that the best, he's a lawyer. My suggestion has been to put him on a commission.
He won't take a commission.
He won't. That's the only thing that...
What kind of commission would he be good on?
Well, I was something like Federal Trade or something like that.
Is he a super liberal or a moderate liberal or...
He's a moderate liberal. I think the main difficulty, I would say, is he doesn't work well with people. He's a little bit curt and a little bit short. And my difficulty in appraising him is that he's got the right ideas, but he doesn't know how to accommodate himself to other people's differences and views.
Will he give us any difficulty with the senators when he's transferred?
No, I don't think so. None whatsoever. Now, on mine, Mr. President, I'm a Michigan resident, and, you know, Pat McNamara, I think you'd have to talk to him because you remember that time in the plane when we went out to there. Pat was very angry with me because in the Kennedy administration, we wouldn't push his elementary and secondary bill when we knew we were going to get beat, see? And he's always held that against me when, of course, I was just carrying out orders.
Sure.
Because I did, and also because I wasn't for as liberal a Medicare bill as he wanted. But
well, won't he be happy with this one?
I think he should be, but Pat isn't happy about ever about anything.
Ed and Ruth are your friend?
Yes, Walter is, and Phil Hart is. You know, my appointment would go to the Finance Committee.
Probably the time for it to go would be after the House passes it, maybe before the Senate takes it up.
Yes. Now, I've always had a good relationship with Harry Byrd. He, over the whole years that we've worked, and he's opposed Social Security, Byrd has always been friendly with me, so I wouldn't envisage any difficulty from Harry. But I do think if you decide to do it, you or someone ought to at least make a call to Pat.
I'll do that. I'll do it.
But I'll do anything you want, Mr. President.
All right, Wilbur, I appreciate it, and...
I appreciate your confidence, too, Mr. President, and the thing I want to do is see that these programs you get are the best programs in legislation and in administration.
Well, let's say nothing about it, and we'll try to move right quick.
Thank you very much.